Today's shiur begins a new section within the book of Kedusha, of Holiness. It is Hilchos Machalos Asuros, the laws concerning forbidden foods. Yesh Bechlol and Shmona Ve'eser Mitzvos. Included in this section are 28 biblical commandments. Arba Mitzvos Aseh, Ve'arba Ve'eser Mitzvos Lo Taseh. There are 4 positive commandments and 24 negative commandments. Ve'zehu Prata. These are the commandments in detail. Aleph, commandment number 1 that will be discussed in this section. Livdok b'simani behema v'chaya, lahavdul bein tamei l'tahora, to examine the signs of domestic animals, wild beasts, in order to distinguish between unclean and clean. Beis, livdok b'simani ha'of, lahavdul bein hatamei l'tahora, to examine the signs of a bird, a fowl, to distinguish between an unclean bird and a clean bird. Kosher and unkosher. Gimel 3. Livdok b'simani chagavim lahavdul bein tamei l'tahor, to examine the signs pertaining to locusts to determine the difference between that which is unclean and that which is clean. Dalet 4. Livdok b'simani dogim lahavdul bein tamei l'tahor, to examine the signs pertaining to fish to discern between the unclean and the clean fish. Hey 5. Shlo lechol behema v'chaya tmeya, not to eat an unclean domestic animal or wild beast. Vav. Shlo lechel of tamei, not to eat a unclean fowl. Zion 7. Shlo lechel dogim tameim, not to eat unclean fish. Ches 8. Shlo lechel sheretz of, not to eat winged insects. Tes 9. Shlo lechel sheretz aretz, not to eat reptiles of the earth, including snakes and other types of insects. Yud shlo lechel remes aretz, not to eat creeping things of the earth. Yud Aleph 11, Shlo lechol tolas haperos kishetetze lo avir, not to eat fruit worms once they come out into the open. Yud Beis 12, Shlo lechol sheretz hamayim, not to eat animals that move in the water. Yud Gimel 13, Shlo lechol nevela, not to eat carrion. Yud Dalet 14, Shlo lehanos b'shar hanisko, not to derive any benefit from an ox that was condemned to stoning. Tezvav 15, Shlo lechol treifa, not to eat a diseased animal. Tezayin 16, Shlo lechol eva menachai, not to eat the limb of a living thing. Yud Zayin 17, Shlo lechol dam, not to eat blood. Yud Ches 18, Shlo lechol chelev behema tahora, not to eat the forbidden fat of a clean domestic animal. Yud Ches 19, Shlo lechol gid hanasha, not to eat the sinew of the thigh vein. Chav 20, Shlo lechol basa b'chalav, not to eat milk and meat. Chav Aleph 21, Shlo levashla, not to cook milk and meat. Chav Beis 22, Shlo lechol lechem tevua chadasha, not to eat bread baked from the new harvest. Chav Gimel 23, Shlo lechel kali min achadosh, not to eat parched corn of the new harvest, parched grain of the new harvest. Chav Dala 24, Shlo lechel karma min achadosh, not to eat early barley of the new harvest. Chav Hei 25, Shlo lechel arla, not to eat the fruit of the first 3 years of a tree. Chav Vav 26, Shlo lechel kilai hakerem, not to eat mixed produce of a vineyard. Chav Zayin 27, Shlo lechel tevel, not to eat untithed produce. Chav Ches 28, final commandment, Shlo lishtos yayin nesech, not to drink wine of heathen libation that was poured for idolatry. These are the 28 commandments that will be discussed in the subsequent section. As the Rambam says, Ubeir mitzvos elu biprakim elu, the exposition of these commandments that we just mentioned before follows in the next section that we're going to study now. Perek Rishon, chapter 1, Halacha Aleph, paragraph 1. Mitzvos aseh, leida hasimanim shemavdilin behem, bein behema, v'chaya, v'ov, v'dagim, v'chagavim, shemuta la'achlam, uvein she'ein muta la'achlam. It is a positive commandment to know the signs that separate between an animal, domestic animal, a wild beast, fowl, fish, and locusts, those that are permissible to consume, and those between those that are forbidden to consume. We have to know the signs. In another reading of the text, the word used is not leida, to know, but livdok, to examine. As the Magid Mishnah, one of the primary commentators of the Rambam, explains that the mitzvah is not the study of it, but it is the examination of these creatures to know the difference between the two. Shenemar, v'hivdaltem bein habehema hatahara latameya, uvein ha'ov hatamei latahar. As it says in the book of Leviticus, you shall therefore separate between the clean beast and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean. Vin emar, lahavdul bein hatamei uvein hatahor uvein hachaya hanacheles uvein hachaya ashalosa achel. And it says further, again in the book of Leviticus, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2. Simani behema v'chaya nisparsha b'torah. The signs that determine that an animal, domestic animal, and a wild beast are kosher have been stated in the Torah. Behem shnei simanim. There are two signs. Mafreses parsa umalos geira. Ad shiyu shneim. The two signs are the cloven hoof and the chewing of the cud, and both must be present. V'chol behema v'chaya shehimalos geira. Ein lo shinayim balechi ha'elyim. An animal or beast which chews the cud has no front teeth in its upper jaw. V'chol behema shehimalos geira. Harehi mafreses parsa. Every animal which chews its cud has cloven hoofs. However, the Rambam says there are exceptions to this rule. Chutz min hagamol. The sole exception is the camel. According to commentaries, the Rambam here is referring only to those animals that do not have teeth in the upper jaw. Of those animals, there is only one that chews its cud and does not have split hooves, and that is the camel. But there are, in the Torah mentioned, two other species that chew their cud, but they don't have split hooves. As the Ravid, the Rambam's critic, notes, V'chol behema shehima freses parsa, hi malas geira chutz min hachazir. Any animal that has split hooves is also mala geira, also chews the cud, the exception of the pig. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. V'fichach hamotzi behema b'midbar, v'eino makira u'mitzoa chatuchas haparasos, Bodek befiha. Therefore, if a person finds an animal in the desert and cannot recognize whether it's a kosher animal or not, and he finds that the hooves are cut off, and therefore one cannot tell if the animal has split hooves or not, all he has to do is to examine the mouth of the animal. Im ein lo shenayim lemaila, biyadua shehi tahor. If it has no teeth above, if it has no teeth in the upper jaw, then we know that it's a clean animal. V'hu sheyakir gamol, provided that the person knows the difference between a camel and other animals, because it might actually be a camel. But if he knows for sure that it's not a camel, then it must be kosher, because it has no front teeth in its upper jaw. Matzah behema shapia chatuch, bodik befarsoseha. Im hi shesua tahora. If he finds an animal whose muzzle had been cut away, and therefore he can't tell by that, he can't tell if it has no upper teeth in its jaw or not, in the upper jaw or not. So what does he do in this case? He should examine its hoofs. If they are cloven, the animal is clean. However, the Rambam says, Vahu sheyakir chazir, provided that he can recognize a pig, because a pig also has split hoof, but it's still not kosher, because it doesn't chew its cud. Matza pia chatuch v'ragla chatuchos, bodek ba acha sheshchata b'kanfei ha'okets. What happens if he finds this animal to have both its muzzle cut off and its legs and its feet cut off? Therefore, he cannot tell if it has these teeth in the upper jaw, and he cannot tell if it has split hooves or not. What does he do in this case? After slaughtering, the person should examine the end of the tail. If he finds that the flesh runs crosswise, it is a clean animal. Vahu, provided, sheyakir arod, that he can recognize the wild ass. Shekain hu b'saro shesiva erev, because its flesh is also runs crosswise. If he knows that this is not a wild ass, then he determines by this examination that it is a kosher animal. There are different interpretations what he means by the meat running crosswise. One interpretation is, and that is Rashi's interpretation, that there are certain types of meat at the end of the tail that if you would rip it in one direction, horizontally, it would rip, and if you rip it vertically, it would also rip. Rabbeinu Gershom explains that on one side of the piece of meat, it would be ripped vertically, and the other side, it would be ripped horizontally. If this is the case, then we know it's a kosher animal. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Behema tahora sheyolda kemin behema tmeya, afo pisha eina mafis parsa, velo malageira, ela kemin suso chamar, v'chol davar, hari zemuter ba'achilo. If a clean animal, a kosher animal, gives birth to a animal which resembles an unclean animal, even though the offspring does not have split hooves and does not chew the cud, but it resembles a horse or a donkey in all respects, it is nevertheless permissible to eat. When does the foregoing apply? The Rambam says, only when the birth takes place in a person's presence. Aval im hiniach parim uberes be'edro, ubo motzu kemin chazir karach achareha, afal pishuhu yonik mimena hareza safik v'yosa b'achila. Shema min hatmeya nolad v'nichrach achar ha-Torah. However, if a person leaves a cow that was pregnant, and then he returns to find a young animal resembling a pig following the cow, even though it suckles from the cow, it is deemed a doubtful case and therefore forbidden, since it is possible that it was born of an unclean animal and became attached to the clean animal. We don't really know that this is the offspring of the clean animal. Halacha Hey, paragraph 5. Behema tmeya shuyolda kamin behema tahora, afa pisha hu mafris parsa umala gedra, vaharihu kamin shar lechol dover, I kamin se, hariza asa bachila. If the reverse happens, that an unclean animal gives birth to an animal which resembles a clean animal, even though this offspring has split hooves and does chew the cud, and it resembles an ox in all respects, or resembles a lamb in all respects, it is nevertheless forbidden to eat. Shahagodil min hatmeya tame, umin hatahora tahar. The principle is that which is the offspring of an unclean animal is unclean, and the offspring of a clean animal is clean. Therefore, an unclean fish that is found in the intestines of a kosher fish is forbidden, and conversely, a kosher fish which is found in the intestine of an unkosher fish is permissible. Since it did not grow from the fish, but it was swallowed by it. Unlike the animal, which is the offspring and actually comes from the other one, it's forbidden even though it resembles a kosher animal. In the case of fish, it is different. Halacha Vav, paragraph 6. Behema tahora sheyolda. Oshenimtza ba birya sheyesh l'shtei gabin u'shtei shedaros asura ba'achila. Vizuhi hashesua shenesra b'tora. If a clean animal, a kosher animal, gives birth to a creature with two backs and two spines, or if such a creature is found in the mother's womb, that creature is forbidden to be eaten. And this is the cloven which was forbidden by the Torah. It's called Eshesua. Shenemar, Ezel lo tochlo mimalei hagera umimafrisi haparsa hashesua. Klomar, birya shenolda shesua l'shtei behemos. As it is said in the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy, nevertheless, these you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that have the cloven hoof, the cloven. And that is, a creature which is born cloven into two animals, is split into two. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. V'chein behema shenimtza badimus ov, afal pi shehu ov tahar hariza aser b'achila. Likewise, an animal which gives birth, in which we find the image of a fowl, even though it's kosher fowl, it is still nevertheless forbidden to eat. Why is that? Lo hutar min hanimtza b'behema elamashi yesh lo parsa. It is not permissible to eat anything that is found within an animal unless it has hooves, unless it has cloven hooves. And fowl obviously do not have cloven hooves. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. Ein lecha b'chol behema v'chayu sheba'olam shemuta b'achila chutz mi'aseres haminim hamnuyim b'torah. Of all the kinds of animals that are around, domestic animals, wild beasts, the only ones that are permitted to eat are 10 species that are mentioned in the Torah. Everything else is forbidden. Shlosha mina behema, behem shar seva eiz. There are three types of domestic animals, which include the ox, the sheep, and the goat. Vishiva mina chaya. And there are seven types of wild beasts, and they are ayol, tzvi, v'yachmur, v'ako, v'dishon, v'so'o, v'zamer. The hart, the gazelle, the roebuck, the wild goat, the pigarg, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. Heim uminehem. Kigon shar habar v'hamri shehem min hashar. Now these categories include themselves and the subspecies, such as the wild ox and the buffalo, which are species of the ox. They are all permitted. V'chol hasarim minim uminehem male gero umafris parson. All of these 10 species and their subspecies chew their cud and have split hooves. V'chach mishu makiram ein tzarich livdog lo lepeh v'lo beraglayim. Therefore, if anyone recognizes these species, he does not have to examine either the mouth to see whether it has the teeth in the upper jaw, nor does he have to check the hooves to see whether they are split hooves. Halacha Test, paragraph 9. Afal pi shekulu mitarim b'achila, tzrichim anu lahavdlo bein mehem b'tara v'chaya tahara. Even though all of these species that we just enumerated are kosher and permitted to eat, nevertheless there is a distinction that we have to make between a domestic animal that is kosher and a wild beast that is kosher. Shehachaya chel b'mutar, v'dam maton kisui, v'abehem ha'tahara chel b'bikares, v'ein dam maton kisui. Because a wild beast, all of the fat is kosher, even the fat which is called chelev is permissible. while the blood has to be covered after the slaughtering of the wild beast. Whereas a domestic animal that is kosher, one may not eat forbidden fat called chalev, and the punishment for it is kares, excision, and the blood after slaughtering does not have to be covered. Those are distinctions between a domestic animal and a wild beast. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. V'simani chayim epiyashimua heim kol minshu hu mafris paras umala geirav yesh lo karnai mufutzolos kigon ha'ayol hareza chaya tahara bevadai. Now, the signs of a wild beast are based on tradition. That is, if we don't know and we can't recognize the seven that we enumerated before, one can go by the following signs. Any species that has cloven hooves and chews its cud and has branching horns, such as the heart, is certainly a clean beast. V'chol she'en karnav mufutzolos, im hayu karnav kruchos kikarni hashar v'charukos kikarni ha'ez, v'yi ha'cherek muvlo behen. Of those whose horns do not branch out, they may still be kosher. If the horns are ringed like those of an ox, notched like those of a goat, with the notches dovetailing one with the other, and rounded like the horns of a gazelle, they are deemed clean beasts. However, the Rambam continues, "Ubelvad shiyu b'karnayim shlosha simanim elu, kruchos, charukos, v'haduros." But the horns must have all these three signs: rings, notches, and roundness. Halacha Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. Bamed varam amurim b'min she'ina makiro. Aval shivas mina chayu hamurim b'torah im hayu makir osam afilu lo matzo lo karnayim hareza ochel chelbo v'chayav l'chasos damo. This foregoing rule refers only to unfamiliar species. As for the seven species enumerated in the Torah that were listed earlier, when a person recognizes them, he may eat their fat and must cover their blood, even if he finds no horns at all, because we know for sure that these are kosher, clean animals, but they're considered to be wild beasts, and therefore we're allowed to eat the fat, and we do have to cover the blood. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Shor habar min behemahu. The wild ox is a species of animal, of a domestic animal. V'hakeresh afa pi she'ein lo ela keren achas harihu chaya. And the oryx, though having only one horn, is deemed a beast. In any case where there's a doubt whether it's considered an animal or a beast, we consider the fat to be forbidden out of doubt, but no flogging is incurred for eating it, because it is doubtful, and its blood must be covered because it might be considered a beast, where the blood has to be covered. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Kalayim habam behema taharim chaya tahara hu anikra kai. A hybrid creature, which is the offspring of a clean animal and a clean beast, is the one called a kai. Chelba asar vein lokin olav umechasin is damo. Its fat is forbidden because it might be considered to be an animal, but no flogging is incurred for eating it, since it might actually be considered a beast, and its blood must be covered just as if it was a beast. Now, an animal of an unclean species can never become pregnant by an animal of a clean species. And the same is true vice versa. Halacha Yudal, paragraph 14. Simani of tohar lo nisparish min ha-torah. Elamana minyan temeyin bilvad ushar mini ha-of mutarin. Now, the signs of a kosher fowl, of clean fowl, were not stated in the Torah. However, the Torah merely lists all of the unclean fowl, and all the rest of fowl are permissible. V'haminim ha'asurin arba v'esrim heim. And the total number of forbidden species of fowl are 24. V'elu heim. These are the 24. Before we translate these 24, it should be pointed out that these translations are only speculative. We don't really have complete and total accurate knowledge of all the translation. Aleph, 1. Nesher. The great vulture. Beis, the bearded vulture. Gimel, Aznia, the osprey. Dalad, da'a, the kite, v'hi hara hamur b'mishnei Torah, it is synonymous with the ra'a, which is enumerated in the book of Deuteronomy. Hey, 5, aya, the falcon, v'hi hadaya hamur b'mishnei Torah, which is the same as the daya mentioned in Deuteronomy. Vav, 6, min ha'aya, shekein kasabo lamina, miklal shehu shnei minim. The sixth one is another species of aya, since the Torah says the ayah after its kind in the book of Leviticus, proving that there are two kinds, two species of it. Zion, 7, Orev, the raven. Ches, 8, Zarzir, the starling. Shekein nema ba'orev, lamino, lahavias hazarzir, because concerning the raven, it also says lamino to its kind, to include also the zarzir, which is a similar species. Tes, yana, the ostrich. Yud, tachmas, the nighthawk. Yud, aleph, shachaf, the simu, Yud Beis, Neit, the 12th species is the hawk. Yud Gimel, Visharanka, Vuhu Min HaNeit, Shekein Kasa Bola Minehu. The 13th one is Sarinka, which is a species of hawk, since with regard to the hawk, the Torah says after its kind. Yud Dalet, 14, Kos, the little owl. Tezvav, Shalach, the cormoran. Tezayin, Yanshuf, the 16th is Yanshuf, that is the great owl. Yudzayin, 17, is Tinshemes, the horned owl. Yudches, 18, Kaas, the pelican. Yutes, 19, is Rechama, the carrion vulture. Chaf, 20, Chasida, the stork. Chaf, Aleph, 21, Ha'anafa, the heron. Chaf, Beis, 22, Min Ha'anafa, another species of heron. Shekein Namar Balamina, because the Torah also uses the expression after its kind to imply that there's another species of anafa, another species of heron. Chav Gimel, 23, Hadu Chifas, that is the hoopoe. And finally, 24, Chav Dalet Ha'atalef, the bat. Halacha Tezvav, paragraph 15. Kol mishehu baki b'minim elu ubishmoseim, hariza ochel kol ov she'ena mehem, ve'ena tzarech bedika. Anyone who is an expert in these species and in their names may eat any other fowl that is not included in this list of 24 and does not have to examine them by any of the signs, since he knows that they are not one of these 24. Clean birds are permitted to be eaten by tradition. What does that mean? That is, if it is well known in that region that this is a kosher bird. A hunter is believed to say, this fowl, my teacher, my mentor, who taught me hunting, said that this is a kosher species. Provided that this hunter is known to be an expert in these unclean species and their names. That is, that the master hunter is the one who was well versed in these species and their names. Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, paragraph 16. Misha eino makiram ve'eino yedei shmoseihem bodik b'simanim elu shenasnu chachamim. Now, as for a person who does not recognize them and is unfamiliar with their names, he should examine the following signs specified by the sages. Kol ov shehu doras ve'ochel b'yadua shehu me'elu haminim v'tamei. A bird which seizes its food with its claws certainly belongs to these species and is therefore unclean. V'she'eina doras ve'ochel im yesh bo echad mishloshe simanim elu hareza ov tohar. However, if it does not seize its food with its claws, and has one of the following three signs, it is considered to be a clean animal. What are the three signs? Elohim, these are the three signs. Etzba yisera, o zefik, vihi hamura, o shahaya kirkvano, niklaf bayad. It has an extra talon, a zefik, which is the crop, which is the same as the scriptural word mura, or a craw that may be peeled by hand. Halacha Yud Zayin, paragraph 17. Fish ein b'chol elu haminim hasurim min she'ein adoreis, v'yesh bo echem mishloshi simanim elu, chutz miperetz v'aznia, uferetz v'aznia eina mitzuyim b'yishuv, elu b'midbaros iye hayam harachokos ad miyod, she'ein sof ha'yishuv. The reason the Rambam now explains why these signs may be relied upon is because among all these forbidden species, there are but two which do not seize their food with their claws and have one of the aforementioned signs, namely the bearded vulture and the osprey. And these two are not found in inhabited localities, but only in the deserts and in the distant isles of the sea, which are beyond human habitation. Therefore, we don't have to worry that the bird that we find in our midst is from these two species. And therefore, we can rely on these signs. Halacha Yudches, 18. If the craw of the fowl may be peeled with a knife, but not by hand, and the bird has no other sign, it is considered a doubtful case, even if it does not seize its food with its claws. If the craw is hard and firmly attached, but when left in the sun it becomes soft, so that it may be peeled by hand, then the bird is considered to be a clean bird. Yutes, paragraph 19. Omra ha-ga'onim she-mesoris hi-biyadehem she-ein morin lahatir ofa ba b'simen echad i-elim ha-ya-oso simen she-yikolef k'rgvana b'yad. The Gaonim, the post-Talmudic rabbis, have declared that they had a tradition to the effect that no decision may be rendered permitting a bird which has only one of these signs unless that sign is that the craw may be peeled by hand. However, if the craw could not be peeled by hand, the bird was never declared permitted, even if it had the other signs, such as a crop or an extra talon. They did not count. Halacha Chaf, paragraph 20. Kol ov shecholik es raglov kishemoschen lochut shtayim lekan u shtayim lekan. Any bird which parts its feet when a cord is stretched out for it to perch on, two claws on one side and two on the other. O shekolet min ha'avir va'ochel ba'avir hareza doris v'tamei. Or if it seizes its food in the air and eats it in the air, any of these signs would render the fowl to be a bird of prey and is unclean. V'chol ha'shochen imatmeim v'nidmo lahem hareza tamei. Any fowl which flocks with unclean fowl and is similar to them is also considered to be unclean. Halacha Chafala, paragraph 21. Uminich hagavim shehetira Torah shmona. The Torah permits eight species of locusts, and these are the eight species. Ve'elu hein. Aleph chagav, the grasshopper. Beis min chagav, v'hu harazbanis. It's another species of the chagav, which is called razbanis. Gimel, three, hachargol, the cricket. Dalet, umin chargol, v'hu artsuvia. It's a type of cricket, another species which is called artsuvia. Hey, five, arba. The common locust, vav, six, umin arba, v'hi tziporis kramim. This is another kind of arba of locust, which is called tziporis kramim. That is the vineyard bird. The next one, zayin, seven, is solom, the bald locust. Ches, eight, umin solom, another kind of bald locust, v'hi yochana yerushalmis. It is called the Jerusalem yochana. These are the eight species of locusts that are kosher. Chav Beis, 22. Mishahu baki behemu b'shmoseim ochel. One who is well-versed, who is an expert in these species and their names, may eat them. V'hatzayud nemen aleim ka'of. And a hunter is believed to say that he knows which ones are kosher, just as it is the case with fowl. Mishahin baki behen bodeg b'simanim. One who is not expert in the names of these species has to examine the signs. Shlosha simanim yesh behen. There are three signs. Kol sheyesh ba'aber aglayim, v'arba kanafayim shechof asrov orach gufo v'rov hekef gufo, v'yesh lo shnei kara'ayim lenata behem hari zamin tahar. Whichever has four legs and four wings which overlie most of the length of its body and most of its circumference, and has in addition two legs with which to leap, is deemed to be a clean species. V'afal pisha rosha aruch, v'yesh lo zanav imha yishmo chagav tahar. Even if it has an elongated head and a tail so long as it is known by the name of locust, it is clean. Even though all the eight species that were enumerated do not have a long head and a tail. But if it is called chagav, it is tahar, it is clean. Chav Gimel 23, Misha ein lo achshav kunafayim al kara'ayim, Moshe ein lo kunafayim hachofin esrubo ba'asid legadalosan, achaz man kishiyagdil harezem mutar miyat. If at present the locust has no wings or legs, or its wings do not cover the greater part of the body, but it is known that it will grow them after some time when it has matured, it is considered to be permissible immediately. Halacha Chav Dalet 24, Ubedagim yet shnei simanim snapa v'kaskesis. With fish there are but two signs, fins and scales. Usnapir husha perechbo, v'kaskesis hi advuka b'chol gufa. The fin is the organ with which it swims, and the scales form the covering over its whole body. V'chol sheyesh lo kaskesis yesh lo snapir. Any fish that had scales necessarily also has fins. Ein lo achsha b'kshayagd yilo. If it does not have these signs now, but when it will mature, it will develop them. Osh yesh lo kaskesis kashu bayam, ukshayala yashi kaskasov, hareza muter. Or, if it has scales while it is in the sea, but sheds them when out of the water, hareza muter, it is still considered to be permissible. Umisha ein lo kaskasim achofen eskulo muter. If it doesn't have scales that cover the entire body, it is still permissible. Afilu ein bo elu snapir achas, v'kaskesis achas, hareza muter. Even if it has only one scale or one fin, it is considered to be permissible. With this, the Rambam concludes the first parak, the first chapter of Hilchos Macholos Asuras, the laws of forbidden foods.